The Mackinac Center is having one of its informational forums again today. They do these from time to time, and they're just so spot on. They hit some of the key issues in our state. And they're having one up in Lansing today at the Michigan Restaurant Association offices, which is on West Washtenaw in Lansing. And if you sign up for those with a reservation, you get free lunch. But since you didn't by a certain date, I suppose you could drop in and get all the information, but they won't feed you. So do what the Director of Labor Policy at the Mackinac Center is doing. Stop on your way up there at the cider mill and get some cider and donuts. Paul Kersey is that man. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
And I'm not kidding. That's what you guys are doing on your way, isn't it? Getting cider and donuts, which is a practice that a lot of Michiganders love engaging in this time of year.
Yeah, it's a lovely time for it too. Fresh cider, good donuts, just a good way to start your day here.
It's the breakfast of champions, cider and donuts in Michigan. Hey, now you've got this panel that will be meeting in about an hour and a half up there at the Michigan Restaurant Association, a panel on an issue called the Future of Unionized Government, part of your Issues and Ideas Forum. And you're going to examine how state labor law works, how it often breaks down, and what the legislature's been working on and what it perhaps ought to consider doing next. First of all, let's talk about state labor law, how it works, and how it impacts us. Why should all of us be concerned about the issue?
Well, because labor relations keeps coming up in different ways as we deal with the state's fiscal and economic challenges. For instance, when the legislature was looking at tenure reform and how teachers are selected, how they're promoted, how they're laid off, one of the things that they keep running into is the rigid seniority system that you have for selecting teachers. And they had to remove that from the collective bargaining agreements or declare those void in order to make sure that school districts could hold on to their best teachers and promote and reward the best teachers. Another situation that comes up is the benefits problem. We've shown that state benefits for government employees are somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 billion out of line with what they should be if we followed what was in the what is common in the private sector. And in order to get that under control, we're going to have to rework or rewrite a whole lot of collective bargaining agreements for state and local government employees, for school district employees, for college employees at the public universities. So as we're dealing with the different problems that our state government has and the different things that are sort of driving the expense of government, we keep running into collective bargaining agreements.
And you also run into court decisions in some cases as well, such as the effort to reduce the pay of state workers by 3% that got stopped in the courts.
Yeah, that was another example where the obligation that we've imposed on ourselves to bargain collectively with government employees runs into fiscal realities, and unfortunately, fiscal realities often get sort of get sacrificed to the collective bargaining process, and it isn't necessary. Under the federal constitution, under the state constitution, there's no obligation that we bargain collectively, and there's certainly no obligation that we leave ourselves sort of hostage to these collective bargaining agreements.
An argument has been made that maybe we should not allow, and FDR was one of those nationally who did not believe that public employees should be unionized, but that perhaps because these employees are all protected under civil service law, that they do not need the bargaining powers of the collective bargaining powers that they're allowed. In addition to that, is that going to be discussed today?
That's entirely correct. FDR's take on this was: look, we support unionization in private sector. You're talking about profit making companies that are owned by private interests that are done by, to make profits for their owners. In government, you're dealing with the elected representatives of the people. You're dealing with public servants. They are there to serve public interest. They're accountable to the public. So when employees are organized, they're not organizing against some private profit-making interest. They're organizing against the public itself. And FDR's take on this was that however much I support union, however much he supported unions for private sector, he saw this as sort of a distortion of what he was meaning to do, to have unions and collective bargaining imposed in government.
Things sure have changed since then, though, and now you're seeing an effort to reverse a lot of the changes that were done against the wishes of people like FDR.
Yes, I don't know if this is for or against what FDR would have wanted, but I know that in Wisconsin there was a great deal of protest as Scott Walker there tried to get collective bargaining contracts under some semblance of control. You have an ongoing issue in Ohio where they did their own government labor union law overhaul. And here in Michigan, we've butted up against the collective bargaining a number of times ourselves with the Snyder administration. Even though Rick Snyder hasn't been looking for a fight, he hasn't been looking to take unions on directly. The reforms he's put in place, he's had to touch on collective bargaining, and he's had to put limits on it almost in spite of himself.
All right, listen, have a great session today. It's part of the series that the Mackinac Center puts on, Issues and Ideas Forum, the Future of Unionized Government. And again, if you're in the Lansing area, it's at the Michigan Restaurant Association at noon. Visit the Mackinac
and
Center.
Frank?
Join up.
Frank?
Yeah.
There's one other thing. If you can't make it down to Lansing, you can check it out on our website, www.mackinac.org.
Perfect. And sign up as a member. Thank you. Take care and have a great session today, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Paul Kersey, Director of Labor Policy at the Mackinac Center.